I really like the line in today's gospel where Jesus says, "Blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." I was thinking every time I give a controversial homily, maybe I should insert that at the end of the homily and see if it stops any flack from coming my way. But as we look at today's gospel, we have two elements. One is a mysterious question that's asked of Jesus. And the second element is kind of a cryptic, mysterious answer that our Lord gives to that question. So the question is, are you the one who is to come? You know, what does that question mean, the one who is to come? But when we start to look at Jesus' answer to that question, we can begin to see what that question is implying. Now, when Jesus answers, he doesn't just give a yes or no answer. Yes, I'm the one, or no, I'm not. He says, go and tell John what you see. The blind regain their sight. The lame walk. The deaf hear. And so why does he give that answer? If we look back at the first reading today, the first reading is from the prophet Isaiah. And the prophecy of Isaiah is not just about the coming of a Messiah, someone who's going to deliver the people of Israel. If we look carefully at the first reading, it's actually a prophecy for the coming of God himself. Isaiah says, here is your God. He comes to save you. So Isaiah's prophecy is that God himself is going to come and visit his people. And then he gives a series of signs so that the people will be able to recognize when God comes. And what are the signs that he gives? He says, the eyes of the blind will be opened, the ears of the deaf will be cleared, and the lame will leap for joy. And so Jesus' answer to John's question, are you the one who is to come? He says, look around at what you can see before your very eyes and tell that to John the Baptist. Jesus adds one thing that's not in Isaiah's prophecy. He talks about lepers being cleansed. What's the significance of the cleansing of lepers? Well, back in 2 Kings, there was an account with a leper. And it says in the second book of Kings, only God can heal a leper. And so these answers that our Lord gives are meant to point people to the answer. But he doesn't come right out and say who he is. And the reason why he doesn't do that, he gives people proof. He says, this is what Isaiah prophesied. When God would come to visit his people, these are the signs that you will see. And look around you at these signs. He's leading the people to recognize for themselves who it is that's standing in front of them and to make the act of faith themselves. If Jesus just gave an answer and said, yes or no, this is who I am, the people could easily have just rejected that. But he's trying to lead them to make an act of faith themselves. And that's the same act of faith that he's asking us to make today. Look at the prophet Isaiah and his prophecy. And look at what Jesus Christ did and the signs that accompanied him. And come to the answer yourself as to who Jesus Christ is. It's easy for us just to repeat what we've been told. You know, growing up, maybe we were all told who Jesus Christ was. And so we can repeat that. And if someone asks us the question, we could write down on a piece of paper the correct answer. But faith is more than that. Faith is the inner consent and adherence of our will to truth. And so it's important for each one of us to make that act of faith. Who is Jesus Christ? Has God come and truly visited his people? In which case, the Eucharist that we have at Mass is God himself present to his people. And the sacrifice that we have offered on this Mass is the bridge that literally leads us here on earth to the glory of heaven. If that's true, if Jesus Christ has revealed to us who he truly is, that's a truth that should transform every aspect of our lives. It should transform the way that we see ourselves, the way that we see our purpose in this world. It should transform the decisions that we make on a daily basis, because it shapes our understanding of what our ultimate end is as well. Today we celebrate Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete means rejoice. And why should we rejoice? Why is today a day of joy? It's a day of joy because the time is coming closer when we celebrate the coming of Jesus Christ, when God has visited his people, not just at Christmas 2,000 years ago, but also the joy of recognizing that every day that we live brings us one day closer to the return of Christ in glory at the end of time. And true happiness comes from being close to Jesus Christ, from being near God. Unhappiness is the result of losing God or being separated from him. And so everything that we have that's part of the Christian life is meant to draw us closer in union to God, which should increase our joy. You know, the sacrament of confession, sometimes people are intimidated or they stay away from confession for whatever reason. But confession is meant to remove the obstacles of sin between us and God. Confession should lead us to deeper joy as it draws us into deeper union with God. Prayer and Eucharistic adoration. You know, sometimes people feel that prayer is boring, or they don't feel, they don't experience prayer as what it truly is. Prayer is meant to draw us into union with God. And every moment that we spend in prayer should increase our joy as a result of that. Doing the works of mercy, the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, are meant to draw us into deeper union with God. It should increase our joy. And as the secular culture around us drifts further and further away from God, they become more and more unhappy. You know, there's a deep sadness that's spreading through our world. There's a despair or an emptiness in people's hearts. You know, just as I think about it, looking back 5, 10, 15 years ago, I can see a change in people. You know, just people that I see casually at the store, or, you know, just meet, you know, walk by going down the street, there's an emptiness and a sense of darkness that I've noticed spreading. And I'm sure many of you have seen the same thing, a change in people across our society. And it's a direct result of people losing sight of God and drifting further and further away from him. One of the most powerful witnesses we can give in a secular world is the witness of joy. People should be able to see in us what they're lacking within themselves. And by joy, it's not just like a superficial smiling all the time. It's a deeper level of peace and happiness and being in a meaningful, in a true, and a life-giving relationship with God. And so there should be a level of joy that permeates our lives as a stable, consistent force that's the fruit of knowing Jesus Christ. It should be there within ourselves, it should be within our families, and it should be within our parishes. People should see a joy that contrasts with the emptiness of the world that is turned away from God. And so on this Gaudete Sunday, we turn to Jesus Christ and we ask the question, are you the one who is to come? And we experience the joy of knowing who Jesus Christ truly is.